Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Ranch Rodeo, August 19th, 20th at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches, 5 events with 1 goal. Weston Gibbons calls it Cowboys Helping Kids.
Our primary focus on this event is raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. We're just so proud to work with them. We're proud of the work that they do and the research they do to help kids and find cures for diseases.
Tickets available at lazye.com.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Today's live cattle and feeder cattle futures higher, sharply higher for the feeder cattle and just slightly for the lives. But August live cattle, 47 higher at 138.35. The October's 35 higher at 144.22. The December live cattle, 47 higher at 150.45. Feeder cattle were $1.75 higher in August at 181.27. September's up 225 at 185.65. If you go back and look at the February highs, they were just over 188 for the September's. Today's high was just over 186 at 186.25. So still about a little over $2 off the contract highs. But this is the high for this move. And if you look at the March and April and May of 23 futures contracts, this is contract highs for those contracts. So a lot of really good things happening here as the market kind of punches out and makes new area here. We've never traded before on those contracts. The lean hogs, 97 higher in August at 121.80. October up $1.90 at 100.30. Midday box beef looks like it's going to be about $1.79 higher on choice at 266.41. The select up $1.15, 239.82. Choice select spreads $26.59.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Let Farm Data Services help you. Want to know where your money is really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs. FSA program analysis, appraisals, plus crop insurance. Let Farm Data Services work for you and handle those tedious accounting tasks that nobody likes to do. Come time to get a loan or do taxes, you'll be glad you did. Check them out, farmdataservices.com.
Now, the grain futures market had a relatively quiet day. We were generally unchanged across the board. September corn down 1 3/4 at 608.5. December corn down 2 3/4 at 607.25. So the September to December corn spread has been fairly active, with the September currently about a penny and a half over the December. At one point today, it was 6 over. About a week ago, it was 6 under. So that Sep-D's corn spread has been pretty popular here. September beans up 3/4 at 1464.5. The November's down 8 3/4 at 14 even. Had about a 30-cent range from the high to the low, but closed right at 14 even. Chicago wheat 2 to 4 higher. The Kansas City wheat half to 1.5 lower. There are some really spotty rains going through parts of Oklahoma and Texas today. It's kind of interesting to see. A little bit happening. Today's cotton futures are going to be down about 54 in December at 95.59. At the end of this week on Friday at 11 a.m., we're going to have a crop production and supply and demand report, which is a normal monthly report, but that tends to bring some action into the markets. We have a crop progress and condition report after the close today, expecting steady to maybe a 1% decrease on the corn and beans. There was some rainfall over the last day or so in the Midwest. It was pretty widespread.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.